Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we continue reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Granthraya Srimad Bhagavatam. We are now in the 10th canto, chapter 4, text 30, The Atrocities of Kimikansa. Akarnyavartur Gaditam Tamuchur Deva Satravam Devam Prati Kritamarsa Daitayana Tikovidam Akarnyavartur Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satravam Devam Prati Kritamarsa Daitayana Tikovidam Akarnyavartur Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satrava Devam Pratikritamarsa Daitayana Tikovidam. Please chant. Karnyavartu Garitam Devaya Vata Chudeva Satrava. Karnyavartu Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satrava. Akarnyavartu Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satrava Devam Prati Kritamarsha Daityena Takavido Karnyavartu Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satrava Devam Pratik Tamasa Teyanati Kovida. Matthias, please. Karnyavartu Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satrava Tamarsha Daiteya Tikovidam Akarnyavartu Garitam Tamuchur Deva Satravaha Mam Pratikritamarsha Daite anati kovidaha Akarnyavartu gharita Tanumirjkisa satrabaha Spatikthya marsha Daite anati kovidaha Akarnyam. After hearing, Bartu, other masters, Sanskaritam. The words or statements. Tamuchu. Reply to him. Devasatravaha. All the asuras who were enemies of the demigods. Devan, the demigods. Prati, towards. Kritta Amarsha, who were very envious. Daitya, the asuras. Na, not. Atikovida, who were very expert in executing transactions. Translation proper by Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. After hearing their master's statement, the envious asuras, who were enemies of the demigods and were not very expert in their dealings, advised Kamsa as follows. You would like to repeat? After hearing their master's statement, the envious asuras, who were enemies of the demigods and were not very expert in their dealings, advised Kamsa as follows. Purport. There are two different types of men, the asuras and the suras. Bhutta sargau lokesmin daiva asura evacha. Vishnu vakta smrito daiva asuras tad viparyaya. From the Padma Purana. I think it's Padma Purana. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, are suras or devas, whereas those who are opposed to the devotees are called asuras. Devotees are experts in all transactions. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samaste sura. Therefore they are called kovida, which means expert. Asuras, however, although superficially showing expertise and passionate activities, are actually all fools. They are neither sober nor expert. Whatever they do is imperfect. Mogasha moga karmana. According to this description of the asuras given in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, text 12, whatever they do will ultimately be baffled. It was such persons who advised Kamsa because they were his chief friends and ministers. Om jnana timirandasya jnanjanan salakaya chaksuru militan jnatasmai surve namaha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya vatale simhate viravaha prabhuri iti namine. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya vatale simhate bhakti nanta swami tine. Namaste Saraswati devi gauri bhani prachanine. Nirvisesa sunyavadi paschatyade satarine. So thank you everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class and those from listening from the internet. Well, first of all, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I am not Sura Prabhu. He was announced to give class. Please forgive me, Sura Prabhu. So, here, who is speaking here, this verse? Anyone knows? No, it's not Kamsa, it's not Vasudeva. It's not the demons. Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking here. So, Sukadeva Goswami is saying a few nice, not nice things about the demons. And, well, this Kamsa, what happened is after you have some enlightenment, some realization, after Durga spoke to him, he went at night to sleep, but it seems that when he woke up, he forgot everything about this Atma-Tattva realization, And he again, he called for istagosti to his demons, right? anyone doesn't know what istagosti is? Ista means desire, and gosti means assemble. So this word is used for when devotees assemble together to discuss some subject matters. But here we see that these friends and ministers of Kansa, they were demons. But what happened, the idea was of Kamsa to call them because he was fear. He was fear that again he forgot that he's no material body, everything he said to Devaki and Vasudeva, that he's a spirit soul and the body, and the soul never kill, and all the things he said, he completely forgot. And again, he situated himself in the bodily concept of life, and fear came to him again. He was completely afraid that Krishna would kill him. So that was the reason he called his minister to get some advice from him in order to give him some idea or some plans of what to do to save his life, to protect his life. And of course, the asuras, as described here by Sukadeva Goswami, they are devashatrava, they are enemies of the demigods. Kritamarsha, they are envious. And nati kovida. Na means not, and ati means they are very, and kovida means expert, as Prabhupada explained the purport. The word kovida is one of the 26 qualities of the devotees. That means expert. Also is another word for that is called daksha, that the devotees is very expert. One time Prayumna asked Srila Prabhupada, what does this mean, that the devotee is expert? And Prabhupada said this, when somebody do things very nicely, he said. So he gave the example of this. For example, he said, in this room, if you sweep it, he said, if you do very nice, you sweep it very nice, that means you are expert. So expert, what is actually expert means? Because we see in the material world, there are many materialistic people who are not devotees, and by default, they are demons. I mean, this is a very heavy word, but it's the scripture who say that. Huh? They are demons. Maybe not this, the caliber, these demons who are have no scruples into killing children or raping or anything. But even though there is maybe honestly working hard to maintain their families, well, I'm sorry, they fall in this category if they are not devotees as a demons. So, even we see some materialistic people, they are very experts in different branches of knowledge. Or there's, for example, some of their, they speak 20 languages, for example. And sometimes we hardly can speak one language. And they're expert in music, playing instruments, writing books. This song craft that some devotees were not able to do it. I can hardly play cartwheels. So, but this, how is this Prabhupada is saying that This expertise is actually not very valuable, we can say. Well, he gives some hints or songs in this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shasti Bhaktir Bhagavatiya Kinchana Sarvair Gunastatra Samasate Sura Harava Vaktasya Tatra Harava Vaktasya Kuto Mahaguna Mano Ratena Sati Davato Bahi. This verse give two ideas or two concepts. The first two lines is referred to the devotees. Jasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana. This means the analogous devotion to the Supreme Lord, that is the devotee. Savair Gunais Tata Samasatesura. that the sarvai gunas, the all good qualities, samasate means developed, and sura means the demigods, all these good qualities that are in the demigods, like a religiosity and charitable and all these, you can say 26 qualities, they are manifested in a devotee who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Lord. This is referred to the two first lines. The other two lines, harava vaktasya, he said, on the other hand, the harava refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and avaktasya means they are, vaktasya means devotee, and avaktasya means they are no devotees. Harava vaktasya, kuto, the word kuta means where, and mahatguna, see, where are these good qualities in them? And what is the reason? He said, mana ratena asati davato bahi. Mana means the mind, and ratena means the chariot. Davata means they are running. In other words, they are sitting in the chariot of the mind. And what does this mean? It also means bahi. Bahi refers to the external illusory energy of the Lord. Because they are influenced by the three modes of material nature, the material nature which is part of the illusory energy of the Lord. As the Prabhupada said although superficially showing expertise in passionate activities, they are actually fools. So what does this mean? Well, further explaining in the next verse, he quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, Maga Esha, Maga Karmana, Maga Gyana, Vicheta Saha, Rakshasin Asurin Chaiva, Prakritin Mohini, Sritaha. What he's saying here is the three things that the non-devotees are defeated. The word Moga, Prabhupada translating the word for word as baffled, right? But the word moga in Sanskrit actually means vain, fruitless, useless. That's what it means. But in the translation, in this verse, he gave the word defeated. So moga asha. Asha means hope. And Prabhupada said, hope for what? For liberation. There is no way they can attain liberation. And then moga karmani, their activities, their fruited activities also defeated. What he explained, either in this life or in the next. And then moga jnana, their knowledge also defeated. Why? There is the word called vijnana. Is jnana with the prefix V. The prefix V, Prabhupada explains in one conversation, convey two concepts. One is bigata, and the other one is vishishta. He explained that because the word vijnana in one of the translations in the Sanskrit dictionaries means science. But the materialistic science is called vigata, he said. Vigata means loss. Loss because, he said, he refers to the Bhagavad Gita when he said, Duskritino Mudha, Mama Prapadyante Naradama, Maya Prahita Gena. He refers because it's lost because Maya Aprahita. The word aprahita means it's taken away. The jnana is taken away by maya, by delusional energy. The word apahara also means taken away. And the word hara or hari is one of the names of Krishna. Which the word hari means taken away also. And it's explained, it's taken away the miseries of the devotees, but also it's mean taking everything away, possessions and everything, in order to the devotee can easily surrender to Krishna. What is the verb? Jasanagrahi. When I favor someone, when I favor someone, he said, I take away everything from him. So in this condition of suffering, he said, he surrenders to me. There is one devotee, because unless one we realize we are suffering, we don't take steps to look for some shelter. There is one nice bhakta here. He was doing very nice service. He's a very nice bhakta. He left. He went away for some time. And he got contact with another devotee here. And one time he called him. The devotee from here called him. And at the end he said, I hope you suffer. He said, I hope you suffer, he said. And for some who was not devotee, he will be shocked, right? But the intentions of this devotee was that because if he suffered, he will come back. He will come back to take shelter of Krishna. So this is the idea. So what is the expertise in the devotee? One time, Krishna went to Hastinapura. And Duryodhana prepared a great feast for Krishna. He arranged the palace so very nicely to receive Krishna, because he was after something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But when he came, Krishna said, no, I don't take anything from you because you are my devotee. And he said, I go to my devotee, Vidura. So he went to Vidura. And Vidura didn't have anything prepared for Krishna because he was not expecting him. And in his ecstasy, he took a banana, he peeled it, and he threw away the banana and he gave the skin to Krishna. So one might say, what is the expertise in this action, right? But what's the devotion, the ecstasy that Vidura was feeling for Krishna, that he completely was unaware of his external activities. Therefore, when he offered the pill to Anana to Krishna, Krishna had started to eat it with great love. So we may say that the devotee is expert when he is properly situated and sincere devotion with love serving Krishna. And because this, he makes sure, oh, he's trying to do everything to the best of his ability. Even just simple thing like a sweeping. But because he is for Krishna, he or she, he do it the best as he can. So Prabhupada said, this is expertise. Just like, for example, in a company, there is some managers who become expert in managing the company. But one of the things qualities by they do this work in perfection way is that they are focused in the company. They are focused in the products and how much money can get and anything like that. They are less concerned about their own themselves. They are more concerned in the mission. So similarly, when one becomes devotee of Krishna, or trying to become devotee of Krishna, because sometimes somebody asks, when did you become devotee? They ask me, when did you become devotee? When did you become devotee? And I was thinking, I am devotee, when I become devotee? So we are trying to be devotee. So, but when we are trying to be devotees, automatically we assume, as long as we integrate ourselves in ISKCON society, we automatically inherit the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So whatever activity we perform, not just Sankirtan, but whatever activity we perform within the temple, is to to accomplish the mission. So when we are doing some activities like sweeping, cooking, dressing, or anything, book distribution, the devotee focus in the mission, and because it's focused in the mission, the activity become perfect, even though may have some faults. But it's perfect because it's not concerning about himself. Just like yesterday, Mahatma Prabhu, Mahatma, right? Mahatma Prabhu was saying about the Krishna, I forget what I say. Anyway, he was saying, this is the point. The point is that one forget ourselves. I mean, in the sense that we neglect our personal life, but there is a higher cause. There is a higher cause. Just like for example, during war. For example, what happened in World War II, millions of people were called to fight, and they left behind houses, even family, and many of them never come back. So because there was a higher cause, that their own life, that their own personal life, that all desires, all personal plans, there was a higher cause. Similarly, when we trying to become devotee of Krishna, there is a higher cause. There is a mission. And even though whatever little thing we do in Krishna consciousness is part of that mission, is higher cause, is higher than our personal life to thinking, making plans or to fulfill some material desires, or to who's going to marry, or who's going to marry to me, or what's going to happen when I get old. Okay, some things are, I mean, they are not forbidding, or they are part of the package of this body. That's what it is for ashrams, right? But the main point is, or the main is the higher cost, that is the mission that we are inherited from Srila Prabhupada. As long as we are under the shelter of the ISKCON. What time is it? Okay. I wanted to say more things, but I think I will stop there. Is anyone has any questions? Everything is okay? Yes, ma'am. Please, Prabhu.
I have a question.
Yes.
What happened when he spoke to Vasudeva and Devaki, he apologized, and then they responded, and but then you said he went to sleep, and the next morning when he woke up he had forgotten all about that, and mm-hmm. I'm remembering, and I could be remembering incorrectly, I seem to remember in the Krishna book that didn't he initially attempt to persuade the ministers that we should. I know it's, I just reread the section in the Bhagavatam and I couldn't find any support for it, but I seem to remember the way Prabhupada presented in the Krishna book that he was still influenced the next morning, and he attempted initially to persuade the ministers that okay, this is what happened and we should change our policy, and then they kind of talked him out of it. But I could be wrong. I mean, maybe somebody remembers better than I do if in the Krishna book if it's presented a little bit differently or not. I don't know. You remember?
Well, I don't know that.
I'm a Bhakti Maharaj. Do you remember in the Krishna book?
I don't recall. I know which of the ministers, but my understanding is that he wanted to get their opinions on what he told them what had happened in life.
Okay.
And they were very upset and disturbed by the fact that Kamsa's mood had turned very favorably towards Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadavas and so forth, that he was being very considerate and compassionate. They hated that because basically they hate the demigods. So then they said, well, why are you talking like this? You have nothing to fear.
He said, you can kill any demigod. Look, Indra, when he looks at you, he quivers and quails. And then he said, there's no need to be afraid. They were implying, don't worry about Kali. You see, just worry about your position, what has to be accomplished, and the power that you have to accomplish it. That was their advice to him.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay. So, by the influence of these demons, there again, he just...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.